Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is, once again, the president of the center, Brad Finstead.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So today, I thought it'd be kind of interesting to talk a little bit about the kind of the uproar or the hubbub that's been going on regarding the governor's unallotment process and some legal action that was taken. A judge has now ruled that in at least one case that it was not proper. And that's creating a real interesting scenario.
Well, it is a very interesting scenario. First of all, it was interesting how we got to that point with the legislative session being almost 6 months. At the end of those 6 months, the Democrat-controlled House and Senate, and then the Republican-controlled governorship just were unable to come to some solutions. And I think as Minnesotans, we all kind of scratch our heads and wonder, how did that happen? Politics is politics, and it's messy. You know, we always compare it to watching sausage being made. It's not really fun to watch,
right.
And hopefully the end product is good. Yeah. In this case, that's questionable. You know, the governor did unilaterally act or react, and that was with an allotment. There was a lot of controversy and questions about the legalities of it, and then sure enough, there was a certain portion of users of government programs that filed a lawsuit. It was around a nutritional program. That program is about a $5.4 million a year program. The governor unallotted that. The judge ruled in favor of the constituency that was petitioning against unallotment. So now the question is, does it open the floodgates?
Yeah.
And
that's the bigger issue, because if, you know, essentially every unallotment is taken to court and fought over, let's assume for a minute that everything that was unallotted is then reinstated. How then do we reconcile that with already diminished dollars?
Well, the answer is we can't. Constitutionally, we can't operate in a budget deficit. We have to balance the budget. So if the courts were to rule that unallotment was unconstitutional, then they would the programs would be reinstated, and then the question would be, all right, legislature, you need then to propose a bill that the governor will sign that either raises taxes to pay for those things or cuts those programs, and they do it the constitutionally way of the legislative process. There's a lot of questions remaining, though, in the legalities of it. If you read the brief from the courts, the judge really doesn't specifically say it's unconstitutional.
Mm.
And I think that constitutional question will be answered in the appeals process. But with all that being said, we have a new legislative session right around the corner.
We do indeed.
And so there'll be time to clean some things up.
Well, as you said, it's a messy process, but it's one I think that constituents are looking for real solutions rather than the kind of things that sort of went on this last time around. Hopefully they can get together and come up with real solutions.
We want leaders, not UFC fighters.
Right. Well, you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.